Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Chof Ches. And we are two lines from the top of Daf Chof Ches Amid Aleph. Today's daf has been learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, of Vadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abed Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Baruch Bendit Ben Devora Hinda, and Eliezer Shmu Ben Chana Yitta. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Ramosha Chaim. So Sukkah Daf Chof Ches is a daf that requires an asterisk next to it, as it's a daf that's loaded with Divrei Agada. It's loaded with hashtag rest of the story, and there's also a tremendous amount of lundus, says the Gemara. So in the previous daf, the Gemara mentioned many halachos in Hilchas Sukkah and in Hilchas Yontif attributed to the great Tana Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that on Sukkot, a person is obligated to eat Yud Dalet Sudos. There are 7 days of Sukkot, and on each day, a person has to eat two Sudos, Achas Bayoim V'Achas Balayla. Rabbi Eliezer has a shita. If a person missed the Suda on the first night of Sukkot, there's Tashlumin. He can make it up. B'leil Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Eliezer has another shita. That on Sukkot, a person has to fulfill the mitzvah all 7 days in the same sukkah. You can't go from sukkah to sukkah, but rather all 7 days, the person has to be mekayim the mitzvah in the same sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer has a shita that a sukkah has to be lochem. You have to own your sukkah. You can't even borrow your friend's sukkah. Just like dalet minim, there's a din lochem, ulakachtem lochem b'yoyim harishon, so too when it comes to sukkah, there's a din lochem. Chagas sukkah is tasa lecha. Lecha is the same shayrish as lochem, and there's a din lochem. Rabbi Eliezer has a shita that a person has to spend yontif together with his family. Because it says in the Torah, v'samachta ata uveisecha, which means that a person's responsibility is to be besimcha, v'samachta b'chagecha, v'hayisa achsamech, but it's ata uveisecha. It has to be together with your family. And it's for that reason Rabbi Eliezer used to say, m'shabeach anies ha'atzlonim, she'en yoytzem yibateim beregel. Usually to be lazy, to be full, is not a good thing. But there are times where atzlus is actually good on yontif, because someone that's lazy doesn't want to leave his family. He's not even going to go to his Rebbe. And as a result, Rabbi Eliezer, who held v'samachta ata v'isecha, a person supposed to be with his family, said, "Mishabech ani esatzlonim, I see a silver lining in being lazy, because at the very least, ein yoytze mibateim beregel." Regardless, we had a whole bunch of different shitas, Rabbi Eliezer. So we're going to conclude this topic with a little bit of Divrei Agada related to Rabbi Eliezer. Zok to Gemara, Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa, there was a story, b'Rabbi Eliezer, sheshavas v'galil ha'elyon, he spent Shabbos or Yontif in the Galil Ha'elyon. That's a region in Eretz Yisrael. V'shalu shloishim halachos b'hilchas sukkah. And they asked him 30 halachos in hilchas sukkah. Shtei mesrei amar lam shamati. 12 of them he said, I know the answer. And he told them the answer. Shmoina esrei amar lam lo shamati. And regarding 18 of them, he told them he didn't know. So 12 he answered. He said, shamati. 18 he didn't answer. He said, lo shamati. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer chilof advarim. It was the opposite. Shmoina esrei amar lam shamati. 18 of them he said, shamati. Shtei mesrei amar lam lo shamati. Amar lo shamati. He told them, kod farecha in an elam ipi ha-shmur, meaning anything Rabbi Eliezer had heard an answer to, he said, shamati, shamati, and he told him the answer. Whatever he had not heard an answer to, he said, lo shamati. So they told Rabbi Eliezer, I don't understand. You're the Gadol Adar. You're a genius. You're such a big Talmud Chacham. If you didn't hear an answer, you can't shteltzu a tshuva. You have no maramokim for what you want to say. You won't answer. Why can't you, Rabbi Eliezer, say a svara? So the Gemara says, Amalem, he told him, Hiskaktuni loimer dava shaloim shamati mipi rabbeisai. Are you trying to get me to do something that I never do? You're trying to get me to say something that I didn't hear from my rabbein? You should know, Rabbi Eliezer said, miyomai, my entire life, like kodmani adam beis medrash. Nobody ever entered beis medrash before me. V'lo yashanti beis medrash, and I never fell asleep in beis medrash. Lo yishinas p'va, v'lo yishinas aroi. I never fell asleep ashinak s'fra, and I never even slept ashinas aroi. V'lo hinachti adam beis medrash v'yatzasi. I was always the last one to leave beis medrash, meaning I never left beis medrash, and there was someone behind me. V'lo yisachti sichas chulin. I never spoke sichas chulin, and I never said something that I hadn't heard from one of my rabbeim. So Rabbi Eliezer told him, you want to know why I'm saying lo shamati? Not because I can't say a svara, but this is one of my miyomais. In my entire life, I never said something shelo shamati mipi rabbi, and it's for that reason I don't want to tell you. So the truth is, this idea of tanom saying miyomai this, miyomai that, comes up in many different places in Shas. Shabbos, Tav Kuf Yud Ches, Megillah Daf Chafches, where different Tanoim and Amayuram apparently had the minig to be very, very medakdek in a certain area. Sometimes it was an area that's rooted in halacha, and sometimes like this, it was more of a midas chasidus. But the point is, there was a miyomai. The Velt says that in Kotsk, people used to ask their friends, "Vus is dan miyomai?" Meaning it was an idea that a person should have a miyomai, and they would ask people, "Vus is dan miyomai?" Everyone should have a miyomai, something that he takes upon himself, and this is something that it doesn't matter what gets in his way, there's no obstacle that can possibly stop him. Rabbi Eliezer apparently had many miyomais. One of them was, "Miyomai loy amarti davar shaloy shamati mipi rabbi meyalam." So these three, four lines are lines that we've spoken about many times over the years. We've mentioned the Chassam Sofer, who says in a bunch of places that he has a Mesoira, and the Chassam Sofer writes very mysteriously, "I can't remember where I heard this or where I saw this, but the Chassam Sofer says, I know for sure that I have a Mesoira." Again, I don't know from where, but I have a Mesoira. Then where Rabbi Eliezer said, "May oylam loy amarti davar shaloy shamati mipi rabbi meyalam," what he was referring to was Rabbi Eliezer at some point joined the camp of Beis Shammai. Now, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is mentioned as one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as we're about to see, was a Talmud of Hillel. So really, Rabbi Eliezer very much had a Mesoira from the school of Hillel. But at the same time, Rabbi Eliezer had crossed over to Beis Shammai as well. That's why the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, when it discusses the fact that Rabbi Gamliel was overthrown for his Nesias, and they had to find an appointment, someone to replace him. Eventually, it was an 18-year-old Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But they never even considered Rabbi Eliezer as a candidate. And the Sefer Yochsen says that the reason is because he was Mitalmid of Shammai, and there was no way they would ever consider somebody from the school of Shammai as being a candidate. But Rabbi Eliezer had been influenced from Beis Shammai. And it's for that reason, Tosfos says, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti in Allah. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Shamuti, not Miloshin Cheirim, Shamta, but rather Miloshin Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer was Mitalmid of Beis Shammai, and we don't paskin like him. So the Chassam Sofer said that Abba Mesoira, that when Rabbi Eliezer said, "May Oilam Leomarti Dovash Leishamati Mipi Rabbi Meoilam," he was referring to his Rebbe from Shammai. He meant from his Beis Shammai Rebbes. That's what he was referring to. And that's why we never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, even though Rabbi Eliezer must have had Mesoira from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Chamisha Talmidim Hoyloi, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Gadol Shabakulam was Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus. That's Rabbi Eliezer. So there's no question in the world that he was Fakoifin Torah, you'd think, from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But at the same time, every Rabbi Eliezer Omer in Shas is something that Rabbi Eliezer heard from his Rebbe, and the Chassam Sofer said, which Rebbe? The Rebbe of Beis Shammai. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer goes down in Shas as being Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. The first raid bite that we spoke out in the 14th cycle was related to this Gemara right here. Who's the first Tana mentioned in Shas? It's Rabbi Eliezer. If you turn to the end of Masechtas Uktzin, the last Tana in Shas mentioned is also Rabbi Eliezer. Now the truth is, if you really turn to the end of Masechtas Uktzin, the last Tana mentioned in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But the truth is, if you look in the Tosfos Yontif, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi wasn't a Tana. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was an Amora. And the only reason Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's Memra is mentioned is because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, or actually post-Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the Mesadrim of the Mishnayis, wanted to end not with Halach and Uktzin, but with a Dover, Toiv, and the Mishnah over there mentions a Dvar HaGod in the name Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But if you look at who the real last Tana mentioned in Shas is, it's also Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer was the first Tana mentioned in Shas, and Rabbi Eliezer was the last Tana mentioned in Shas. The Noida B'Yehuda and the Tzlach and Brachas Tafez, he already wonders out loud, what did Rabbi Eliezer do to be Zoicha to be the first Tana mentioned in Shas? But Dusharim said, you want to know why it was Rabbi Eliezer? It's this Gemara. Because Rabbi Eliezer said, he said, I was always the first one in Beis Medrash. And then he said, I was always the last one to leave Beis Medrash. So Dusharim said, Rabbi Eliezer was always the first one in Beis Medrash. That's why he was Zoicha to be the first Tana mentioned in Shas. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer was also always the last one to leave Beis Medrash, and that's why he was Zoicha that the last statement mentioned in Sidrei Mishnah is also Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, says the Gemara, Amru Olav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They say about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now we're going to digress from Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What's the connection? So the first connection is we'll see that a lot of the things that we just mentioned about Rabbi Eliezer, this Gemara is now going to say about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as well. So the commonality is the actual Midos Chasidus is. But it's even more than that, because Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So it's mistaber then that if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had these Minhagim and Rabbi Eliezer had these Minhagim, there's a connection between the two. It's not just two Tanoim, two Tzadikim randomly decided to pick the same two sets of Chumras. But this is Rabbi Eliezer acting as a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They say about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he never spoke Sichas Chulin. And he went down, never went down Amos without learning Torah, but film without wearing film. Like called me on the base medrash. He was always the first one in base medrash. Like Yashim base medrash. Like Shin that's called Shin that's right. He never slept in base medrash. Like here bim voice hamutun afis. He never thought about Torah in a place that you're not allowed to think about Torah. From like he niach adam in base medrash for yatzo. He was also always the last one to leave base medrash. For like matzei adam yoyshev v'daimen. Not just that, no one ever found him just sitting around and doing nothing in base medrash. Like yoyshev v'shayna. He was always sitting and learning. Like pasach adam dalas atamidam. Elohu ba'atzma. He would always open up the door for his talmid. And he too had this minig that he never said something that he didn't hear from one of his rabbeim. He never said igia islami b'vis medrash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was never the one that told Olam, all right, we learned enough today, it's time to go home. He never ever said that. Chutz, there were twice a year that he would say that. Mi'arvi p'sachim, Erev Pesach. So Rashi says, why would he do it Erev Pesach? Two reasons. Number one, to bring the carbon Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived before the Churban. He lived when there was a Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is learning together with his Talmidim, and he told the Olam on Erev Pesach, it's time to get up, we have to go bring the Karban Pesach. Additionally, Mipnei HaTinoikis Shelo Yishnu, so that the children, the kleine Kindelach, Zal Nishan Shlofen, right? You had to make sure that the little children aren't going to fall asleep. That's what we do, right? When the father comes home from Shul, he puts on the Weisse Kittel and a Mach Shnel Kiddush. So in that same vein, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did the same thing. The other day he did it was Erev Yom Kippurim, because there's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara says, V'chein hoye Rabbi Eliezer Talmid Oynoyeg Acharov. And Rabbi Eliezer, his Talmud, used to do the same thing. So just two ha'aris as it relates to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Chumras. So the first one is, which was actually one of Rabbi Eliezer's as well, Loisach Sichas Chulin. So Rabbi Eliezer was never Soch Sichas Chulin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was also not Soch Sichas Chulin. So last week, we had the schuss to say over from Rabbi Nachum Tzvi Taksin, his Sefer Or Torah, the tremendous chiddush, that the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they didn't sit in Sukkis, and they didn't take Dalid Minim. So one of the Svarim that Rabbi Nachum Tzvi Taksin wrote is a Sefer Oirach Yesharim, and it's an Agadah to Gemara. It's on this Sefer that he had his Haskamah from the Beis Halevi and Ramei Simcha that we spoke about that last week. Either way, on this Gemara, Amru Olav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Miyamav Loisach Sichas Chulin, that he was never Sach Sichas Chulin, so he has a short comment. His comment is that there's a Sefri in Parshas V'zoy Sabracha. The Sefri says that there were four people that lived till they were 120 years old. Who are they? The Elohim, Moshe, Hillel HaZaken, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Akiva. And the Sefri goes and it breaks down the 120 years of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Hillel HaZaken, of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Akiva. So I'm skipping to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Osak Bik Pragmatia Mem Shana. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a businessman for 40 years. V'shimeish Chachamim Mem Shana. And then he learned by Talmid HaChachamim for 40 years. Ufir Neitz Yisrael Mem Shana. And he was the Gadol Adar. He was the Manig of Bnei Yisrael for 40 years. So said Rabbi Nachum Tzvi Taksin, Amru Olav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Miyamav Loisach Sichas Chulin. He never spoke Sichas Chulin. He says it's mashma that even during the 40 years that he was Oisik in Pragmatia, he didn't speak Sichas Chulin. See, even when he was being Oisik in Pragmatia, and even during those 40 years that are outlined in the Sefri and Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha, but even during that time, he was still behaving and he was still acting like a tzaddik. All these things that the Gemara says, Miyamav, it's his entire life. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's life was not entirely shifty beveis Hashem. But there were times, the Sefri says that he was also pragmati, and even during those times, you see Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to maintain this high madrega. But the Gemara says about two Tanam, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that may oilam loisach sicha b'teilo kol yom, but they never spoke a sicha b'teilo. So we mention all the time that the Rambam in Hilchas Deis, Perek Beis, says regarding Rav, Amru al Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shaloi Soch Sicha B'Teila Kol Yomav. They say about Rav that he never spoke a Sicha B'Teila. And if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, on that Halach in the Rambam, it's Halach Adalid, says B'Perek HaYoshon,
daf chof ches amen alef, mesech tesukka, matzasi kena rabbi yoichan amen zakei, aval al rav, eini yoidea ke es mekoyimai. It says the Kesef Mishnah, I have a Gemara, it says it about rabbi yoichan amen zakei, it's interesting, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't mention rabbi Eliezer, it says it about rabbi Eliezer as well, but as it relates to rav, so his lashon is, eini yoidea ke es mekoyimai. No, maybe I'll find a marker. But as of the writing of the Kesef Mishnah said, eini yoidea ke es mekoyimai. At this point, I don't have a makar. To add insult to injury is, we know there's a braisa that the Rishonim bring, and the Chidah brings it in the end of Masechtas Menachos, in the Sefer Pesachinayim, and the Rizina Rebbe wrote a whole kuntres on this, that there were 10 mili de chasidus that Rav was noyeg. Rav was a big machmer. He had his miyamais. There were 10 mili de chasidus, and it doesn't mention that he was loisach sicha betela kol yomav. So the Achreinim asked, not only did the Kesef Mishnah say, I don't have a makar, if anything, from the fact that this is not mentioned in the Asar Mil de Chasidus, it would seem almost as if we have a makar fakert. It's almost an opposite makar. Because how's it possible that someone who never spoke a sicha betela in his life wouldn't have this, in, at the very least, be in his top 10? But either way, Zok de Gemara Vaita. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Brisa, another classic. Shmeida Tamidim Hoy Loilah Hilazokin. Hilazokin had 80 Talmidim. Shalish Mehem, 30 of them, Ruim Shetishol Lame Shechidik Mesh Rabbeinu. They were so great that they were worthy of Ashrois Ashchino. Literally, like Moshe Rabbeinu. 30 of them weren't on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, but they were on the Madrega of Yeshua Benon. They were literally worthy to be able to hold the sun in its tracks the way Yeshua Benon did. Esrim Beninim. And then there were 20 that were in between. Gadol Shebekulam, the greatest of all these Talmidim, was Yonis Menazil. Katan Shebekulam, the smallest of all the Talmidim, was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. They say about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Shleiniach Mikra Umishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Vagadus. He learned all the Mikra, that's all the Torah of Iksav, all the Mishnayis, all the Gemara. He learned all the Halachos L'Moshe Misinai. He knew all that Gadda to Gemara. He knew the Ketukei Torah. Rashi says the Ketukei Torah is where you sometimes learn something from an extra ice. So he knew that. The Ketukei Seifrim. And he knew all the Dirabonans. Kalim V'chamoyrim. He knew the Kal V'chaymeris. Gzeirah Shavis. He knew all the Gzeirah Shavis. Tkufos. He knew astronomy and astrology. Gematrius. He knew Gematrius. Rashi said that includes Atbash. Sichas Malachi Asharis. He knew the Sprach of the Malachi Asharis. Sichas Shedim of the Shedim. V'sichas Dekolim and of trees. Now Rashi says about these three things, Sichas Malachi Asharis, Sichas Shedim, Sichas Dekolim, Lo Yodana Mayhi. Not 100% sure, Rashi says, what this is. Additionally, Mishalis Koifs and Mishalis Shualim. He knew different parables, he knew different mushals that involve launderers, they involve foxes, Dover God of Dover Cotton. He knew Dover Godol and Dover Katan. Dover Godol is Maisa Merkava. What's Dover Katan? Havayis Dabaye Verava. He knew Havayis Dabaye Verava. Rashi says, Kol Iboyeluhu La Abaye Verava Havim Esafkeluhu. Meaning all the Iboyeluhus of Abaye Verava, he knew the answer to. Some say that you see from here that Stam Iboyeluhu and Shas, Abaye and Rava are the ones that are clearing the Shaila. But regardless, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was the Katan Shebekulam, and he knew all of the above. The Kayim Ashen Emar, and this is a Kiyam in the Pasuk that says, I saw the Netziv says in the Meroy Meisada, what does this pasuk have to do with what we're discussing? So Chazal darshan lahanchol oya veyesh, that osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchol l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shai oylamos, that every tzadik is going to have 310 oylamos. So the Netziv says that maybe the shai oylamos are shai chachmos, 310 chachmos, and that's what the point here is that l'kayim ha'shenem l'hanchel oya ve'yesh, that he was zoicha to all these different chachmos that came from learning Torah. But the Gemara can includes with a postscript. If Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the smallest of Hillel HaZaken's 80 Talmidim, Gadol Shebekulan Achas Kama V'Kama, can you imagine what the greatest of all them were? Meaning Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is the smallest of the 80, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai knew everything. He even knew things that Rashi says, I don't even know what these things are. So he knew everything. Sichas Shedim, Sichas Dekolim, Sichas Malachi Asharis, forget about Teresh and Biksavin, Teresh and Alpeh. He knew Maisim Rekova, he knew all the Iboyeluhus, all the Sfakas in the Gemara that we don't know really what's going on. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai knew the answer to. So the Gemara says, could you imagine what the Gadol Shebekulan was? As the Gemara, okay. So could we hear a little something about the Gadol Shebekulan? It's Amru all about Yonis Ben Azil. They say about Yonis Ben Azil, B'shoshi Yoshev Aysev Torah, when he was sitting and learning Torah, called Oif Shepireach Olav Miyad Nisraf. Yonis Ben Azil was so great that when he was learning Torah, if there was a bird that was flying on top of him, the bird would burn, poof, it would disappear. That's how great the Gadol Shebekulan was. It's Yodua that the Kotzker Rebbe used to say. So if the Gadol Shebekulan was kach, What was the Rebbe like? Meaning, we're talking about Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. Katan Shebekulam was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew literally Kol HaTorah Kula. But not just that. Kshay Olamos, 310 Chochmas. He knew everything from the Torah. Fachba v'afachba the Kulava. Who was the Gadol Shebekulam? That was Yonis ben Azil. Yonis ben Azil was so gevaldig that Kol Oif Shepeireach Olam Yad Nisraf. So the Kotzker Rebbe said, if that was the Gadol Shebekulam, what was the Rebbe? What was Hillel HaZaken? And the Kotzker Rebbe said, Hillel HaZaken, if you would see him when he learned Torah, nothing happened. Because he was so great that his whole avoida was batznei aleches. He couldn't see anything. He said, Yonah B'Zen Ben Azil was on such a madrega of kedusha, that kol oif, shepireach, olam miyad nisraf. Oh, but the Kotzker Rebbe said a real Kotzker vart. He said, that's a gewaldige, gewaldige madrega. Oh, so da has hechre madrega. Batznei aleches im Hashem alekecha. Bekerev kedoshim tesalo. With a whole avoid is 100% bekerev. And the Kotzker Rebbe said, by Hillel HaZaken, there were no birds that were burning. You couldn't see anything, because that's the highest madrega. The highest madrega is where a person's entire avoid is 100% bekerev kedoshim tesalo. It's 100% batznei aleches. So we're very much going to return to the Gemaras that we just learned, but we have a daf Gemara to learn. So the daf that we're about to learn now is very, very geschmack, and really every line here is worthy of rate bites, and it's worthy of a whole deep dive analysis, but unfortunately we have to do what we do, so we'll go through the Gemara a little bit quickly, and Ezes Hashem at some point we'll revisit some of these Gemara. It says the Mishnah, if somebody was sitting in a sukkah, but his table was in his house. B'shamay pois b'shamay says it's possible. It's kosher. Amalei b'sul b'shamay b'sul tol b'shamay loy kach oyem ma'is. Wasn't there a story? Shahochu ziknei b'shamay v'ziknei b'sul levakis Rabbi Yochanan ben Achironis. That ziknei b'shamay and the ziknei b'sul, the elders of b'shamay, the elders of b'sul, went to visit Rabbi Yochanan Achironis. Umatzu shayoyeshev roishev rubi b'sukkah v'shochanim b'techabayis. And they found him sitting in this compromised position. His head, most of his body was inside the sukkah, but his shulchan was b'techabayis. V'loy amru loy davar. And they didn't say anything to him. So Beisul told Beishamai, you see clearly the Ziknei Beishamai were there. Nobody seemed to have an issue with it. So must be it's not an issue. Amru Beishamai, Beishamai said, Beisham Raya, what are you, that's not what happened. I have a whole different version of the story. Afheim Amru Loi. They did tell him. And in fact, what they told him was, Mkeno Yisanoig, if this is the way you were noig, like Kiyam the mitzvah sukkah miyomecha, you should know you were never Mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So the truth is this Mishnah right here, the Gemara already discussed on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, and the Gemara said that really there's two machloikas in between Beishamai and Beisil going on over here. They're arguing about a sukkah ketana, and they're arguing about a sukkah gedoyla. They're arguing about a sukkah ketana. What's the minimum size that a sukkah has to be? According to Beisil, it has to be big enough for roishoy verubay. According to Beishamai, it has to be a little bigger than that. It has to be big enough for roishoy verubay v'shulchanoy. Roishoy verubay would be 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. Roishoy verubay v'shulchanoy is zayin tvachim by zayin tvachim. We paskin like Beishamai. Tosfos said enough, Gimel Amid Aleph, this is one of the six places where we paskin like Beishamai. But this is only one of two machloikasin that are happening in this Mishnah. The second machloikas is not regarding a sukkah ketana, not regarding what's the minimum share of a sukkah, but rather the second machloikas is regarding a sukkah gedayla. What if you have a very large sukkah? Sukkah is very, very big. But at the same time, you, punked, happen to be sitting in this funny way. Where you're roishrei verubai besukkah, and you're shulchanei b'tei chabayis. There too, we have a machlokes. Beishamai is machmer. Beishamai says it's not okay. He's worried about gzeira shema yimashech achas sukkah shulchanei. Whereas Beis Hillel wasn't worried shema yimashech achas shulchanei. There it's a shailon the rishonim, whether we pass him like Beishamai or we pass him like Beis Hillel. But as it relates to pashe pshat, in the Mishnah, there's two machloikas in between Beishamai and Beisil. They're arguing about a sukkah ketano, and they're arguing about a sukkah gedayla. The Mishnah continues and says, Noshim, women, va'avodim, that's an Evet Kenani, who's chayiv in mitzvah, is that a woman is chayiv in. He's a Yisrael b'miktsas, he's a quasayit. V'ketanim, and a minor, someone that's not bar mitzvah, p'tur min ha-sukkah, is patur min ha-sukkah. Cotton shein etzarech le'imai, a cotton that doesn't need its mother anymore, chayiv b'sukkah, is chayiv in sukkah. Na midai reisa, but midai rabbanim. Maisa, there was a story, v'yolda kalasi shal shamei ha-zaken, shamei ha-zaken shneer, his daughter-in-law gave birth to a baby, u'fiche ses ha-mazeva, and shamei ha-zaken instructed his daughter-in-law to remove some of the roof, v'sikei chagabi amita, and put schach on top of the bed, Bishvil Katam, because Shammai HaZaken wanted this little baby to be sleeping inside a sukkah, says the Gemara. So we're going to begin the analysis of the Mishnah with the Seifa of the Mishnah. And the reason is because the Gemara, as mentioned, already discussed the Reish of the Mishnah. Daf Gimel Amid Aleph was a complete discussion of the first part of the Mishnah. We're discussing now the second part of the Mishnah. So again, what does the second part of the Mishnah say? Noshim v'avadim v'ktanim p'turim enasuk. Zok to Gemara Minoan Emili. How do you know that? How do you know that women are potter from the mitzvah of sukkah? The Tanur Rabbanon. We learned in a braisa. So it says in the pasuk, "Basuka is teshvu shivas yomim kol ha ezrach bi Yisrael yeshvu basukas." So the braisa says like this: Ezrach ha ezrach lohoytzi es anashim. Meaning, had the Torah said ezrach, then it would include women. Ha ezrach with the hey hayadiyah excludes women. Says the Gemara, "Kol." The word "kol." Ha ezrach bi Yisrael yeshu basukos is lo rabbi says aktanim. That's marba that a katan is chayev in sukkah. So a woman is excluded from the mitzvah of sukkah because it says ha ezrach. Ha ezrach means not women. And again, ezrach would be mashma even women, men and women. Ha ezrach is men and not women. And then it says kol ha ezrach lo rabbi ktanim, referring to a katan she'inu tzorich le'imoy, that's chayev b'sukkah. Amar, ha ezrach lo itzias anasha le'meimer. You seems to suggest that ezrach bein asha b'ingam b'mashma, that the word ezrach itself is mashma men and women. It's ha ezrach that's moitzi women. V'atanya, we learned in a braisa, just the opposite. This braisa is talking about the mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. And there too, the Torah uses the word ha'ezrach. V'ahusol lechem l'chuk asoylem v'chodesh ha'shvi v'asol l'chodesh tanus nafshi seichem v'chol melocha lo yisasu ha'ezrach v'ager agar b'soichem. Says the Braisa, the word ha'ezrach is l'rabis es ha'noshem ha'ezrachiyos shechayov es binu. It's coming to tell me that women are included in the mitzvah of inui. Almost, what do you see from here? Ezrach gavri mashma. The word ezrach itself is mashma only men. Ha'ezrach is mar b'noshem. So we have a stira between two braises, two unrelated halachas, but they're both dashing the same word, ha-ezrach. As it relates to sukkah, the braise says, ha-ezrach is lohitzi es anasha. As if to say, ezrach is mashma men and women, ha, with the hey ayidiyah, it's only men. The Braisa, as it relates to the mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur, says just the opposite. Because it says ha-ezrach, it includes women. Meaning, had it said ezrach, it would be mashma men. Ha-ezrach means even women. So, is ha-ezrach lohitzi es anashim? Or is ha-ezrach l'rabbis es anashim? Or really, what is ezrach? Does ezrach mean men and women? Or does ezrach mean only men? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, hilchasininu v'asmichinu rabbanon akroi. You have to say that one of these drashas, meaning one of these two braises, is a real drasha. The other is not a real drasha. The other halach is learned out from halach l'moish misinai. And the braisa just mentioned the drasha as an asmacht of alma. So it's true. Both of these braises can't be true. Both drashas can't be true. Because either ha-ezrach is mar b'noshim or it's moitzi noshim. It can't do both. Must be one of the drashas are true. Ha-ezrach is either marba or it's moitzi. What about the other one? It's halach l'moish misinai. So if it's halach l'moish misinai, why are we making believe it's a pasik? It's an asmacht of alma. So the Gemara asks two kashas. Number one, hay krav hay hilchasa. So which is the real one? I mean, you have to explain yourself. The Su says the Gemara, krav lomali hilchasa lomali. I don't know why you need a pasik. I don't know why you need a halach l'maish misinai. So the Gemara says like this. Hasukkah, as it relates to sukkah, you need a pasik or a halach l'maish misinai to tell me that women are potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. Of course, they're potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. Hasukkah mitzvah esei shas mangarama. V'chol mitzvah esei shas mangarama nashim pturais. We know women are potter from all mitzvah esei shas mangarama. And as it relates to Yom Kippur, I need a pasik or a halach l'maish misinai to tell me that women are included, they have to fast on Yom Kippur. I know that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav because Rav said in the name of Rav. It was taught in Yeshiva Rav Yishmol. Amar Krat says in the Pasuk, Ish Oy Isha, and we learn from that Pasuk, Hishva Hakasav Isha Lishchal Oynshin Shabbataira, that men and women are the same when it comes to all Oynshin in the Bataira. Any single mitzvah Avera that involves an Oynish, there's no difference between a man and a woman. I mean, the fasting on Yom Kippur involves an Oynish. If somebody eats on Yom Kippur, he's Chayev Kares. Since for that reason, we know men and women are the same. So, Freik the Gemara, two kashas. First of all, you're telling me one's a pasuk, one's a hilchasa, which is which? Okay. The second kash is, I don't know why we need all these brises for. It's pashen. A brise to tell me that a woman's potter from sukkah, of course she's potter from sukkah. It's a mitzvah seichas mangarama. It's a mitzvah that you do 7 days a year from chamish haseh b'tishrei, count 7 days. That's a classic mitzvah seichas mangarama. Why would you think women are chayiv? And as it relates to women being chayiv in inoy on Yom Kippur, of course, Women are chayiv and kol oinish and shabbat Torah. This is something that involves oinish. So the Gemara says like this. I'm rabbi. I'll explain everything. You want to know which one of the two brises brought the real drasha, which is the hilchasa? Sukkah is the hilchasa. Meaning the real brisa is the one on Yom Kippur that says that ezrach is mashma men, ha ezrach is l'rabbis nashim. How then do you know the women are parted from sukkah? Not from a pasuk. Pasuk that the brisa brought was an asmachta. It's from halacha l'moishim Sinai. What was the kasha? Why do you need halacha l'moishim Sinai? It's the rechzok. I would have thought. Teishvu came to duru. Madir ish v'ishlay have sukkah ish v'ishtay kamash malay. Being that a man has to sit in a sukkah, and when you sit in a sukkah, your sukkah is supposed to be your house. Well, when you're in your house, you live with your wife. So you would think in your sukkah, you should also have to live with your wife. So maybe teishvu came to duru of the man is mechayev the woman. This is a major gemara that she too should have to be in the sukkah. Kamash malay. That's why we need a hilchas halacha l'moishim Sinai to tell me that a woman is potter. Because at the end of the day, a woman is potter. But based on the ordinary rules and regulations of mitzvahs, esesh, as mangaram, I would not think a woman is potter. I would think she's chayav based on teishvu came to Rav. Amar Rava said a different reason. It's true. You want to know why I need a halacha l'mayish b'sinai to tell me that women are potter from sukkah d'ayit chamino? Because I would have thought, yalav chamisha asa mechaga matzis. Another epically geshmaka line. I would have thought, learn from the Gzeir Shava from Matzah. We learned in yesterday's daf that there's an obligation to eat a kezias on the first night of Sukkot because it's a Gzeir Shava that compares the first night of Sukkot to the first night of Pesach. So once you have such an established Gzeir Shava, so you would have thought, Malahala Noshim Chayavis, Afkan Noshim Chayavis, just like women are Chayav in Matzah, which by the way, even though it's a mitzvah seishas mangarama, it's because Matzah is hukash to chametz, the chol sheyeshnoi bebatoich chametz yeshnoi bekum achil matzah. But the bottom line is women are chayiv in matzah. So you would have thought, just like women are chayiv in matzah, maybe they should also be chayiv in sukkah kamash malon that they are potter. Says the Gemara v'hashad amrit sukkah hilchasa prolamly. Now that you said that sukkah is really a hilchasa, so what's the pshat in the pasuk? Meaning the pasuk that the brayser brought to tell me that women are potter from sukkah, it's not a real drasha. It was just an asmachta. How do you know women are potter? It's from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara's question, so what is the real purpose of the drasha when it says Ha Ezrach, what's it meant? To teach me, L'Rabbi says Agerim. It's coming to be Marba Ager Tzedek. So Kedai Techamina, I would have thought Ha Ezrach B'Yisrael Amar Rachman of Leiz Agerim. I would have thought Ager is excluded, Kamash Malon, that Ager is included. Regardless, so the question was, why do I need Halacha L'Moshe Misinai to tell me that women are potter from the mitzvah of Sukkah? Tepek Leitz, a mitzvah's Esse Shazman Garama. So the Gemara said two terutzim, Abaye and Rava. Abaye said the widow. The husband's supposed to be in the sukkah, and the husband's supposed to live in the sukkah. His sukkah's supposed to be his house. So in his house, he lives with his wife, and his sukkah should live with his wife. So maybe that should obligate the woman to be in the sukkah. Kamash malon the hilchasa. Rava said a little differently. He said the gzeira shava chamisha asa chamisha asa. But this is really all predicated on the fact that you do find times that women are chayiv even in mitzvah seichas mangaram. We just mentioned matzah. Women are chayiv in kiddush hayoyim. Noshim chayava is bekiddush hayoyim. Why? Zocher is yom haShabbos l'katshoy. Shomer is yom haShabbos l'katshoy. And there's a hekish between Schira and Shmira. So you do find that sometimes there are things that override, they supersede mitzvahs esei shazman garama. So there would have been a havamina that maybe this should be included in that. Sukkah should also be like that. Kamash malon, not. But there was another kasha we had. We had a braisa that said that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Inui. Women have to fast on Yom Kippur. And what was the kasha? Why didn't you tell me women have to fast on Yom Kippur? Of course they have to. Hishva hakasiv ish v'isha l'chol oinshin shebetayra. And fasting on Yom Kippur involves an oinish. So certainly, women are included in that. So the Gemara says, Yom Kippur, midrab yudom rav nafka, right? That was the question. And the Gemara answers, le'nitzvah el le'toisvis Inui. The chiddush is, toisvis Inui, as if there weren't enough sugyas yet on this daf. So you have the whole sugya over here of toisvis Inui. Toisvus Inui means that a person has to be Moisa Michael Al HaKadosh. That's why he's supposed to start Shabbos a little bit early. He's supposed to start Yom Kippur a little bit early. We've spoken a lot about the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that Toisvus Shabbos is a Derabbanan. The Heftz of Toisvus Shabbos, the Briskerov says, Deiraisa. But the obligation to take on Toisvus Shabbos is a Derabbanan. But even the Rambam holds Toisvus Yom Kippurim is for sure a deraisa. So this is a deraisa to get in. You have to be Moisef Michael Al HaKadosh. You can't stop eating Shkia. You have to start stopping to eat a little bit earlier. So the Gemara says that's the chiddush, that women are included in Toisvus Inui. Why would you think they're not? So, I would have thought, being that if someone violates Toisvus Yom Kippurim, somebody eats during Toisvus Yom Kippurim, there's no Einish, there's no Azara, so you would have thought women are not included. Kamash Balan, a chiddush, that women are included. Now, why would you think women are not included? Just because there's no Einish, that means they're not included? So the Achroinim say, Kideger and others. Presumably it's because it's a mitzvah say shas mangarom, and women are potter from mitzvah say shas mangarom. But if that's the case, say the achroinim, you see that women are potter from mitzvah say shas mangarom, even when it's b'sheva al taisa, it's not b'kum v'asei. Even when it's an isra asei and not a mitzvah asei, this is so fully loaded, but we have to go weiter. Zok the Gemara, Amar, kol the rabbi says like that. The Brisa said something else. Said kol ezrach to teach me that a katan has to sit in a sukkah. Freit the Gemara. Katan has to sit in a sukkah. The Mishnah said, "Va'tanan noshim va'avodim ketanim upturim in a sukkah." The ketanim are potter from sitting in a sukkah. So the Gemara like Kasha. No, it's true. But the Mishnah already acknowledged that there's two types of ketanim. Can be katan shegiel lachinuch. Can be katan shloy gegiel lachinuch. Katan shloy gegiel lachinuch. Katan is not at the age of chinuch, doesn't sit in a sukkah. But a katan shegiel lachinuch, because of a chinuch obligation, he has to sit in a sukkah. Freit the Gemara. Katan shegiel lachinuch midrabbanan. Katan shegiel lachinuch has to sit in a sukkah, but only midrabbanan. Kol sounds like it's a drasha. It sounds like it's a din deiraisa. Sok to Gemara. It is midrabbanan of a cross machtav almu. This pasuk is also. It's not. This whole drasha is not a real drasha, right? The fact that women are potter has nothing to do with ha'ezrach. It's because of halachul ma'ishmi sinai. Ketanim achayev. Kostan achayev. It's only midrabbanan. This whole braisa was one big asmachtav almu. But the bottom line is enochinami. Ketanim are really potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. When is a cotton chayev in sukkah? If he's a Gil Achinuch, that's true only midrabbanan. So when it says Kol, it's not really coming to be marba that. Kotten she'enoi tzarech li'imai. The Mishnah said that a kotten she'enoi tzarech li'imai, that's the age of Chinuch, and that kotten is chayiv and sukkah. Now, when it comes to the mitzvah of Chinuch, so we're usually accustomed to saying that what's the age of Chinuch? It's 6 or 7, depending on the child. But really, if Medina the Mishnah, Medina the Gemara, it depends on the mitzvah. Every mitzvah is different. So different mitzvahs have different ages as it relates to chinuch. So as it relates to sukkah, katan she'ein etzarech l'ima, when a katan doesn't need its mother anymore, that's when this katan is already chayiv in sukkah. So Gemara says, hey chidami katan she'ein etzarech l'ima. What's an example of a katan she'ein etzarech l'ima? Amri debei Rav Yana, in the Shiva Rav Yana, they used to say, kol she'nifne ve'ein yomi mekanachta. This is a child that can go to the bathroom and doesn't need its mother to clean him. Rav Shimon Oimer, Shem ben Lakish Shem is the right case. Kol Shener Mishnasai Ve'ini Kari Ima. Talking about a child that wakes up middle of the night and doesn't start screaming Ima. Faith the Gemara. Gdolei Manami Kari Ima. Sometimes even adults wake up middle of the night and they scream Ima. Ela Ima Kol Shener Ve'ini Kaira Ela Ima Kol Shener Ve'ini Kaira Ima Ima. A little bit of a tongue twister. Ela Ima. The right case is Kol Shener Ve'ini Kari Ima Ima. Meaning an adult will sometimes wake up, or an older child will wake up and say Ima, but not Ima Ima. Meaning the child's not going to go meshuga until he finally wakes his mother up. But a baby will do that. So a child that mamish cries Ima Ima until the mother wakes up, that's a child that's not chayiv in chinuch. That child is not chayiv in sukkah anyways. Once the child's already a little bit older, at that point he's going to be chayiv. So the Mishnah said, ketanim apater from sukkah. That's midday raisa. Midday rabbanan, there's something called chinuch. What's the age of chinuch? A katan she'enoi tzarech l'imai. What's a katan she'enoi tzarech l'imai? Either the child can clean up after himself, or wakes up middle of the night and says maybe ima, but not ima ima. And then the Mishnah told a story. There was a story with the shneir of Shammai HaZalken. Shammai HaZalken's daughter-in-law had a little baby, and Shammai HaZalken wanted this little baby to be sitting in a sukkah. Freit the Gemara, Maisa Lister. This story doesn't seem to support the halacha of the Mishnah. It seems to contradict the halacha of the Mishnah. The halacha of the Mishnah was a little baby that's tzarech l'imai is potter even from chinuch. So why did Shammai HaZalken make a sukkah on top of the crib of this little baby? So the Gemara says, you're right. We have to do a little bit of editing to the Mishnah. We have to add some language. The Lashon of Mishnah should read as follows. A little cotton, she'en etzarech l'imai. No sukkah. Shammai machmer. Shammai was machmer. Umaisenami. Once you add those words, it flows very nicely. There was a story. V'yolda kalasi shashammai azalken. Shammai azalken's daughter-in-law. Upiches es amazevo. V'sinkei chalamita b'shvala katon. And that's the maisa. The maisa is not supporting the language that we have in the Mishnah. It's supporting the language that we're inserting in the Mishnah. Chasure mechzev achitani. Shammai was machmer. It's regarding the chumrav Shammai that the Gemara brought a maisis. Again, there's so much here in today's daf, but we have to pick and choose, and we will return to the first part of the daf. So the Gemara brought a braisa that's mentioned here. It's also mentioned in Masechtas Bava Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Dalet. So Shmoinim Talmidim Hoylo Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. Shloishim Mehem, 30 of them were Ru'uyim, they were so chashiv, that they were worthy, Shetishra Aleim Shechina K'moish Raven. They were worthy of Ashrois Ashchina, literally like Moshe Rabbein. 30 of them weren't on the Madrega of Moshe. 30 of them were on the Madrega of Yeshua ben Nun. They were Ru'uyim Shetamadam Chamok Yeshua ben Nun. What about the other 20? They were Beninim. The Kain Shebekulam was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. He basically knew everything there is to know. The Gadol Shebekulam was Yonas ben Azil. What was the greatness of Yonas ben Azil? They say about Yonas ben Azil, B'shoshe Yoshev Isaac B'Torah, K'loi Shepeireach Olof Miyad Nisar. But 30 of the 80 Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, they were so great, they were Ru'uyin Shetishra Aleim Shechina K'moshe Rabbeinu. Chassam Sofer, in a drasha, and this is in Drush Aleph, in his drashas on Keheles, he brings that the Chida in his Sfarim mutches and asks, then how is it possible that there were 30 Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken that were on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. He wasn't just a Navi. He was the greatest Navi of all time. He wasn't just the greatest Navi of all time. The Pasuk says, V'laykom Navi oid bi Yisrael k'moshe. In fact, this is one of the Yud Gimel Animamins, that every Yid has to believe that there'll never be a Navi that will be on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'laykom Navi oid bi Yisrael k'moshe. That means part and parcel of the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu was his Madrega Sanavua. And this is a Madrega Sanavua that was unparalleled. No one's ever going to be but Madrega Sanavua. In fact, when the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim talks about Mashiach, so the Rambam says Mashiach is going to be a tremendous chacham, and he's going to have nevuah that's karev l'nevuahs Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Mashiach is going to be karev l'nevuahs Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Torah is nitzchias, which means even lasad lavi, even when Mashiach is going to come, for like come navi oid be Yisrael k'moshe. So the Chida asked the kasha. So he said, if that's the case, how could it be that there were 30 that were on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu? Nobody could be on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. For like come navi oid be Yisrael k'moshe. So the Chida says that he heard a teretz to this kasha. He said somebody wanted to say, one of the gedolim, that maybe the way he's supposed to read the Braisa is not that each one of the 30 Talmidim were individually on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the 30 together made up the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was so gewaldig that Hillel HaZaken had 30 Talmidim, 30 Gedolei Adar, and together these Lamed Tzadikim, these Shloshim Tzadikim, Bishlei Musam, made up the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Chida says that he doesn't like this Teretz for whatever reason. But the Chassam Sofer says a very geschmack is ach. The Chassam Sofer says that this Teretz that the Chida brings and ultimately rejects was ma'orer him for pshat and a pasuk that always bothered him. The pasuk says, V'leikom Navi oid b'Yisrael k'moshe. And the Chassam Sofer says the pasuk is a little bit misuras. It would seem to be a little bit, what it should have said was, V'leikom b'Yisrael Navi k'moshe. For like, come Navi oid be Yisrael k'moshe, ha-mikra misuras, says the Chassam Sofer. I think what the Pasuk is coming to say is like this. Then not only won't there be one person that will be on the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, but even a group of people together, they can't even synergistically, as a group, equate to what Moshe Rabbeinu was. So for like, come Navi oid be Yisrael, in the entire B'nai Yisrael together, you're not going to be able to find a Navi or a group of Nevi'im that somehow, if you add us all together, that we should be together like Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the emphasis for like, come Navi oid be Yisrael. In the as menem ganz klar Yisrael says, Amen, you're still not going to be able to add up to one Moshe Rabbeinu. But either way, this was the Chidas Kasha. The Chidas Kasha was, then how is it possible that you can have 30 of Hillel HaZaken's Talmidim that were on the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened to the pasuk that says, V'leikom Navi oid b'Yisrael k'moshe? The truth is that there are many makairis to this idea of a person being able to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Just to mention a few. First of all, there's another Gemara. Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbat, B'shemesu Nevi'im Acharonim, Chagis Chayim Malachi, when the last Nevi'im died, Chagis Chayim Malachi, Nestalku Ruach HaKadosh Mi'Yisrael. There was no more Ruach HaKadosh. V'afal Pikin, however, he mishtamshim b'basko. But the Olam used to use a basko. Pam Achas Ha'im Asubim Ba'aliyas Be'iz Guri Be'iricha. Once upon a time, the Chachamim was sitting in an attic in Yericha. V'nos Na'aleim Basko Man Hashemayim. The basko said, quote, Yesh Kan Echad, there's a person here, She'ro'i She'tishra Olav Shechina K'moshe Rabbeinu. So a bunch of chachamim are sitting together, and there's a basket that says one person here that's on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. And everybody started looking at one person. Nasnu chachamim esei neim behillel HaZaken. Ironically, Hillel HaZaken of today's daf, he's the one. He had 30 talmidim on that madrega. You would expect the Rebbe, like the Kutzker Rebbe said, to have been on that madrega as well. But the point is that everybody started looking at Hillel HaZaken. Again, this is another Gemara. This is one person, not 30. This is one person where you find again Hillel HaZaken, where the Gemara seems to say that he was on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Yodua, the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam is in Perek Hei halacha beis al yaver b'machshavtecha davar zesha oimrim tipshei ha'umois v'roiv gomei b'nei Yisrael shakadosh baruch hu geizra ala adam b'tchilas priyasa liya tzadikai rosh. Ein adavar kein. The Rambam says a person shouldn't think for a second what the fools think, which is that a person doesn't have free will and that a person was born with a destiny predetermined, programmed to be either a tzaddik or a rasha. Says the Rambam, that's not the way it is. Ela kol adam v'adam ra'oi liyos tzaddik kim Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single person has the potential to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Oy rasha ki yiravam. Or he can be a rasha like Yeravam and Avot. Oy chacham, he can be a chacham. Oy sachal. Or he can be a fool. Oy rachaman. He could be a person that has rachmanas on people, or it can be achzari. V'chein shar kol adeis, says Rambam. It's true for every single midah. A person has bechira. But when the Rambam sets up what bechira is, kol adam v'adam roi liyos tzadik k'moish rabbeinu. Every single person, says the Rambam, has in himself the ability to be a tzadik on the level of Moish Rabbeinu. Darachayim HaKadosh, in this week's parsha, so Darachayim says, the parsha begins, re'ei anoichi noisein lefneichem hayoim, Baracha uklala. And the Rechaim says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, Re'ei Anoichi? What's this word Anoichi? Why the word Anoichi? So the Rechaim says two pshatim. The first pshat that Rechaim HaKadosh says is, what was Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Yidim? He said, I'm presenting to you right now Baracha and klala. Meaning, if you're going to do mitzvahs, you're going to get Baracha. And if you're going to do Averis, it's not going to be so good. So Rechaim says that for a person to tell someone that I think this is good and that's not good, he has to be someone that has access to both of those things. Meaning, someone is going to get up, he's going to give a shmooze, he's going to say, Olam Hazza is a gefer l'chazach. If the person never really experienced Olam Hazza, he doesn't necessarily have the credentials to be able to say that. This is what Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. So, the same is true for Torah. Imagine a person would say, Torah is chali. If he never learned Torah, what do you know about whether Torah is gishmak or Torah is not gishmak? When does a person have the credentials to be able to really say, I understand there's two roads in life. You can go this way, you can go that way. Take my word for it. This is the way you want to go. That's if a person has a little bit of shaychus to both. So says the Aruch Chaim, Moshe Rabbeinu was berum ha-mail. He had all the milas in the world. But at the same time, Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say, was a gibar. He was a chacham. He was an usher gadol. He had many of the olam hazadig milas as well. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Yidden and he says, Re'ei Anoichi. He said, look at me. Listen to me. I have the credentials to tell this to you. And Moshe Rabbeinu laid out all the physical milas that he has. And then he laid out all the hasagas and kedusha that he has. And he said, listen to what I'm telling you. This bracha and this klala, ubacharta b'chaim, what you want is to be baruch in the bracha. You want to be baruch in the chaim, because this is the real thing. And then the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, but I'm going to tell you another pshat. That maybe the pshat is that what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Yidden was, Re'ei Anoichi, look at me. Al derech Amram Zal, based on what the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuvah Perakei Halacha Beis, that Yachol Adam Lasis Atzmoi K'Moshe Rabbeinu. That a person has the ability to make himself like Moshe Rabbeinu. So he told him, Re'ei Anoichi, you want to know what a person can come to? So he said, look at me. Re'ei Anoichi, look at what I became. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Re'ei Anoichi, look at me. And if this is who I am, this is who you can be as well. The Heilige Kedishas Levi. And this is in Parshas Beshalach. So the Pasuk says, Vayiru ha'emes Hashem, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdeis. This is one short paragraph. I'll read it inside. Pirish. Machmas shebo oz la'saga gedoylo. Because when the Yidden saw Kriyas Yamsuf, they came to a tremendous asaga. V'ra'as ha'shivcha alayom, so said the Heilige Kedushas Levi. At that point, when they reached this tremendous hasaga, heminu, they believed sheyachol adam lovei lemadrega k'mo Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdoi. They believed in the Eibishter and they believed in Moshe. They believed that they themselves have the capacity and the ability to become a Moshe Rabbeinu. They believed in the Moshe Rabbeinu potential that's in every single Yid. As what the Rambam says, in Perakei Halacha Beis, Kol Adam Va'adam Roi Liyo Sadik Moshe Rabbeinu, Oy Rosh Ki Yiravam. So by Kriyas Yamsuf, they came to a Madrega, they went from Nem Tashare Tuma, and then all of a sudden, they see unbelievable Asagis, Vayaminu Bashemu V'Moshe Avdi, the Moshe in them. They believe, that's what the Kedishas Levi teach, that they finally came to that Akara, they realized what they were capable of. But the point is, there's an idea that a person is able to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Gemara, Sukkah Chav Ches Amar Aleph, 30 of Hillel HaZakim's Talmidim. You have the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yer Aleph, with Hillel HaZakim himself, the Lashon of the Rambam, Melechus Tshuva, Perakei Halachim Beis. You have the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Reyo Noichi Moshe Rabbeinu, said, you want to know what you could become? Look at me. And you have the Kedushas Levi and Parshas Beshalach, Vayiru Ames Hashem, Vayamiru Hashem, Uva Moshe Abde. They believed in the Moshe in themselves. They believed in the potential that they themselves have. But the problem is the Chidas Kasha, like the Chassam Sofer brings. At the same time, you have a pasuk in the Torah that says, like, come Navi be Yisrael, Oit Kemoisha. And the truth is that the Nefesh HaChayim, and this is in Shar Gimel, it's Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, he talks about the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. So again, just one or two lines. Ulozois HaMadrega B'Shleimus Adayin Loizoche Ela Hashem Adam Zulasai. There's no one that ever reached this Madrega. Me'eis Chet Adam Arishoin V'gam Loizke Ela Hashem Enosh Al Yabesh Ad Bias Goyob Meir B'Yemeinu K'moisha Ida Atayra Akdoisho V'loi Kom Novi Oid B'Yisrael K'moisha. I'm skipping. V'lachein Omru B'Tanet V'Eliyo. So said Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, that's why it says in Tanet V'Eliyo, Chayev Adam Loimar. Everyone knows the Chazal. Masai yagiu masai le masai avoisai. Who's masai avoisai? Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Said Reb Chaim Volozhin. Masai yagiu masai le masai avoisai. But v'loi amru le masai Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashalom. Because the person can't come to the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. Because like come Navi Oid be Yisrael Kamoisha. So on the one hand, you have the 30 Talmidim of Hillel. You have Hillel HaZakin himself. You have the Rambam that says every single person can be as great as Moshe, or he can fall as low as Rav Menavot. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Aruch Chaim said, Reo Noichi, look at me, you can be like me. And you have the Kedushas Levi, Vayamiru B'Hashem, Uva Moshe, they believed in the Moshe in themselves. And then you have that, Loikom Navi Yoi B'Yisrael K'Moshe, and come Masai Agiu Masai L'Masai Avoisai, but it's only L'Masai Avoisai, it's not L'Masai, it's not L'Maisa Moshe Rabbeinu. So the truth is that the easy way out would potentially be to say that there's a nafkamina between the Madrega of Moshe and the Nevuah of Moshe, as if we can bifurcate, we can spalt somehow the Madregas of Moshe Rabbeinu. So when the Rambam says he can be like Moshe, he means with the exception of the Nevuah. Definitely a valid approach to try to reconcile all of these different chazals. But the truth is, it's Yudua, the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and this is in the back of Kovitz Ha'aretz and Kovitz Mamorim. So he says that he thinks the pshat is differently. All these chazals that you find that say, the chazal said that a person can become Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't mean literally you can become Moshe Rabbeinu. No one's ever going to become Moshe Rabbeinu. It's impossible. Like Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says, like come Navi Oy B'Yisrael K'Moshe, from Adam Arishan, even Mashiach is going to be Karev Nevuah Seil Moshe. But he himself's not going to be like Moshe. So what does it mean that a person could be Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness was not who he was. It was the fact that he reached his potential. Because a person is not expected to be as great as somebody else. A person's expected to be as great as he can possibly be. That's what the expectation level is. And if a person reaches his shleimus, he reached the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Does it mean he has the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu? Does it mean he came to the memtesh, shari kedusha, and shari bina? Does it mean that he was ashri eludisha, shekoz manchu, roitza, he's able to be medaber mashchina? Does it mean he can go up to Shemayim for 40 days, lachem lo yechal demayim? No, it doesn't mean that. But if a person reaches his own personal shleimus, that's the madrega of Moshe. What's unique about the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, said Rabbi Chanan, is not necessarily the madrega that he reached. What's unique about the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu was the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu reached his full potential. He had a very big potential. And as a result, he had to go and do a lot. Because had he not done all that, then for Moshe Rabbeinu would have been a chasaron. But by someone else not being Moshe Rabbeinu, that's no taina. The taina will be when a person doesn't reach his own potential. And when the Rambam says that every single person has the ability to be Moshe, it means he could be zoicha to the same aura of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if he reaches his shleimus, he's going to get what Moshe Rabbeinu got for reaching his shleimus. Because at the end of the day, all a person is really expected is for him to reach his shleimus. And as long as a person reaches his shleimus, then he can be considered to be on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. See, it's not that late. So just one more ha'ara. And that is, so the Gemara says that Gadol Shabakulon was Yonis ben Azil. Amar Lo Yonis ben Azil. They say about Yonis ben Azil, when he was learning Torah, any bird that was flying on top of him, poof, it would burn. Rashi says that where did this fire come from? Any oif that was flying on top of Yonis ben Azil would burn. Where did it come from? So Rashi says, it came from the Malachi Asharis. When Yonis ben Azil would say shir, the Malachi Asharis would come and they would listen. And they would hear almost physically. And because the Malachi Asharis They have the hevel shebepiyam, this fire. That's why the birds would burn. They would burn because in attendance of Yonis and Benazil Shir was Malachi Asharis. But Tosfos says a different shot. Tosfos on the top of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph says, Kol oif shepeireach ol meyad nisraf, she'advorim smeichim kinesinosam besinai, she'nit netayr be'esh. Because when Yonis and Benazil said Shir, it was so geschmack, it was Dvarim Smechim, it was literally Kinesinosam Besinai. The Olam felt like they were mamish at Har Sinai. It was so geschmack. And just like by Har Sinai, there was Esh, when Yonis and Benazil said Shir, there was Esh. The reason there was Esh is because it was Maimed Har Sinai. And Maimed Har Sinai had Esh. And because Maimed Har Sinai had Esh, that's why there was Esh here as well. And Tosfos says there's another place you find such an idea. Ukinyan zem atzinu b'medrash. B'uvda de Rabbi Eliezer for Rabbi Yeshua. Shayim mesubim besuda. V'liat ha'esh svivam. What Tosfos is referring to is a Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes in Masechtas Chagiga daf tesvav min aleph. The context over there is Elisha bar Avua, also known as Acher, Rameh's Rebbe. And we all know the story of Elisha bar Avua, that shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miacher. And of course, the rest is history. But Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi and says, how did Elisha bar Avua come to become Elisha bar Avua? So he says, Toiv achris dovem mereshisai. It all began at the bris of Elisha bar Avua. Elisha bar Avua's father, whose name was Avua, was a very wealthy person. And at his bris, he had a lot of gedolim. And amongst them was Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, they were sitting and they were talking and learning together, probably arguing about some sugya. And they're sitting and they're talking and learning. And while they were learning, a fire came and it surrounded them. And Avua was so impressed. And he says, what's going on over here? And they told him, these are two great Tanaim. And because of the Kedusha of that Torah, fire just came down. He said, really? That's what a person can get from learning Torah? He says, I want my son to be that way. Sounds like such a noble thing. But the Yerushalmi says that really, Avua's Kavanah was Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. And he planted that Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim seed in the Reishis of Elisha bar Avua, and Toiv Achris Dovim Mereshisai, that's why Elisha bar Avua ended up becoming Acher. But Tosfos over here says, where did that fire come from? What was the origin of the fire that surrounded Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua at the bris of Elisha bar Avua? It was the same fire. It was the fire of Sinai. Shadvarim smeichen kinesinosam b'sinai, shenitna Torah be'esh. So here too, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, and this is in Shar Dalet, where he talks about Torah. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhin in Shar Dalet says that this idea that you find that the Torah was so geshmach, it was smeichem kenesinoson, it's based on the idea that Chazal say, b'chol yoyim yiyu b'einecha kechadoshim, that every single day a person has the ability to approach the Torah as if today's the first day that he's learning Torah. He says the idea is because Maimed Har Sinai was a one-time event. It happened on Zion Sivan, Moshe was Moshe of Yemechem Midaitoi, 33 some odd 100 years ago. But says Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, and he quotes a few Zoyars that say that really Maimed Har Sinai is a Dover Tmidi. It's something that's alive and well. It's a living organism. And a person can tap into it, not just every Shavuos. A person can tap into it every single day. And he says, there were tzaddikim that tapped into it, like Tosfos brings in Sukkah Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, Yonis and Benazil, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And because they were able to tap into it, it was so real, they were able to tap into the fire of Har Sinai. And that's what Chazal meant, says Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, Shadvarim Smeichim Kinesinosim B'Sinai, Shenit Netoyer Be'esh, because Maimed Har Sinai exists every single day. It's not something that we commemorate some relic of our past. It's something that's alive and well. And with tzaddikim, they were able to tap into it. And because they were able to tap into it, that's why you find this deer of smeichem kinesinosa. So I want to tell you a marumakim nifla that I heard from Yedid Nafshi Reb Levi Chomsky. And that is, everyone knows the parashim, parashas chukas. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, v'dibartim al ha'sela, you should talk to the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't talk to the rock. Instead, what Moshe Rabbeinu do? He hit the rock. And because of that, yandlo yimanti bilakdisheni, so the end of Moshe Rabbeinu was, and Aharon, they both ended up not going into Eretz Yisrael, because they were supposed to have talked to the rock. The Netziv, in his Pirish on the Sefri, and this is in Parshas Matos, so he quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to have talked to the rock. What was he supposed to tell the rock? What was he supposed to say? Rock, please bring, what was he supposed to have said? So the Sefri says, V'dibartim el ha'sela, what he was supposed to say was, Shanei el olav perik echad, oy halacha achas v'yotzi lechemayim. He said, tell him a perek, say a halacha, say a mishnah, say a gemara. And by doing that, it would start, the water would start coming out. It says, what's pshat? start giving a share, and all of a sudden the water's gonna start flowing. So it says the Netziv that the Niraloim of the Pshat is that we know that Yonis ibn Azil, when he would learn Torah Kol Oif Shepereach Alamayad Nisraf, and Tosva says you find the same thing by Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, when they were sitting at the bris of Elisha Baravu. And what was the Inyan? Shadvarim Smechem Kinesinasam Besinai, because it was so geschmack that the Dvarim was Smechem Kinesinasam, and that's why they were able to tap into Maimir Asinai. Maimir Asinai had Eish, and that's why there was fire. So says the Nitziv that there's a Mechilta in Parshas Yisroi, and it's also a Tanchum in Parshas Yisroi, that when the Torah was given, B'shloisha Dvarim Nitna Torah, B'Eish, U'B'Mayim, U'B'Midbar. There was Eish, and there was Mayim, and there was Midbar. B'Eish, and Emma V'Har Sinai Yashin Kuloi, B'Mayim, Shinema Gam Ovim Not Fu Mayim, V'Chulu V'Chulu. Says the Hafla, that's what's going on over here. They needed water, but there was no water. So the Eibishter told Moshe, go to the rock for the Baitim Elasela. What should I say? Talk and learning. Zoga Shtikl Torah. Say a Chabura. Like Yonis Ibn Azil. Like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. You know what's going to happen? The Torah is going to be Smechem Kinesin Asan. It's going to be so gewaldig. It's going to be so geschmack that what the Yidin, that what's going to happen is we're going to reenact our Sinai. And by our Sinai, there was Mayim. Because B'shloish Shadvarim Nitna Torah. And that's where the water is going to come from. The same fire that was Yonis Ibn Azil, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, that was supposed to be the water. That was Nibartim El Asela. And what was the point? What did Hashem want Moshe Rabbeinu to do? Why was it so terrible that he didn't do that? That he ended up hitting the rock? Because the Eibishter wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to show the Yidin that whenever a Yid learns Torah, he's going to be zoicha to all the Ashrois Hashchin in the world. This was the lesson that was supposed to be taught. What's the difference if you talk to the rock or you hit the rock? One of the greatest questions of all time. This was the vart. The Dibartim El Asela means talk and learning. Show the Yidin that if you are holding and learning, and the Torah Smechem Kinesin Asan, the level of Ashrois Hashchina is going to be so manifest. It's going to be so gewaldig that you'll be able to feel the Shechina. It's going to be Smechem Kinesin Asan. There'll be fire, Kaloif Shapei Reach Mi'an Nisraf, and it could be Mayim, and that's where the water is going to come from. And that's why the Eibishter was upset, and that's why Yanwei meant to be like the Sheni. What was the grace of Avla? Not that hitting the rock causes water to come out, talking to the rock doesn't. No, the point was there was a major message, a major lesson the Eibishter wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to teach the Yidden, and he didn't teach it, and that was the Yan Le'yaman to be like the Sheni. But why was the water going to come out? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was going to talk and learn with the Baritim al Asela, Shanei al of Perik, Echavai Alocha Achad. By doing that, it would be Smechem Kinesin Asan. We're going to reenact our Sinai. What does reenact our Sinai mean? And our Sugi means fire, and that Indian it means Mayim, and that's where the water was going to come from. But just to end with one final Kinesh. And that is, the Pasuk says, by Maimed Ar Sinai. So it says, Es Advarim Mo'elo, this is in Parshas Vazchana, Diber Hashem El Kol Kehalchem Bahar, Mitoicha Esh, Ha'onon V'Ha'arofel, Kol Godol, V'lo Yosof, V'yichtave Malshnei Luchay Zavon, V'yitne Me'elo. So the Kol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Ar Sinai was a Kol Godol, V'lo Yosof. So what does it mean, V'lo Yosof mean? So if you look in the Ramban, and the Reshbam, and the Evan Ezra, they all say that the Pashup Shavala Yosef means this was a Kol God of Ala Yosef, but it never happened again. Meaning it was there for a very, very short time. The Kailas of Maimon Ar Sinai was Kol Godol, but Vala Yosef. But if you look in the Targum Unkelis and the Targum Yonis Ibn Azil, they say just the opposite. Kal Rav Veloy Pesach. Kol Rav Dila Pasek. Targum Unkelis and Targum Yonis Ibn Azil, respectively. Targum Unkelis and Targum Yonis and say just the opposite. Ayin Rashi and the Ramban, and they both talk a little bit about the Targum Unkelis and the Targum Yonis Ibn Azil's Pshat. The Pashim Pshat called God of Lo Yosef means a coil that's Lo Yosef. It's not going to continue. It's Lo Yosef. But Lo Yosef, Unkelis, and Yonis Ibn Azil say in this case actually means just the opposite. Lo Yosef, they're almost oiker the Pashim Pshat in the Pasuk and say what it means is Lo Pesach. So what does it mean? The koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is loy pesach. It's not true. It's pesach. You hear it? The teretz is what we're learning right now. The teretz is this toisvis and this nitziv and this Reb Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim. That Maimed Ar Sinai is something that's alive and well. It's something that's constant. And because it's constant, it's a koil godol v'lo yosef. But I was thinking just one hergish. And that is, Targum, who said koil godol v'lo yosef is kal rav loy pesach? It was Targum Yoinesin and it was Targum Unkelis. Who wrote Targum Yoinesin? So it's a little controversial. But Pashtis, it was Yoinesin Ben Azil. Who wrote Targum Unkelis? Unkelis Hager Amru Mipi Rabbi Yezev Rabbi Yeshua. It's a Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Yonasim and Azil, and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they're the three Tanoim that Tosfos says in our daf, Sukkah daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, that they were Zoicha, that Kol Oif Shepay Rea Chol Mayad Nisra, that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua was sitting and learning, Hoyim Mesubim Besuda Veliyato Eish Sviva. And where did that fire come from? It came because Hadvarim Smechem Kinesin Nosam Besinai. And like Rabbi Chai Veloshin is Masber Nefesh HaChaim, because it meant that Maimed Ar Sinai was alive and well. So Yonasim and Azil knew Kolayv Shepayrech Miyad Nisrav. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua knew that Kolayv Shepayrech Miyad Nisrav. They knew that you could be sitting in a suda when everyone's sitting eating bagels and lox, and they're liato ha'esh svivam. This was something that they had seen firsthand. So Targum Yoinus and Lishita Asai, and Targum Onkelus Lishita Asai, which is Mepir Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Gadov La Yosef Naro. Napshat, it didn't, just the opposite. It's Loipsak, it goes weiter. Because Maimed Ar Sinai is something that's alive and well. And when a person learns Torah, and it sounds like, what's the criteria? Shadvarim Smechem Kinesinasa Mesinai. Emphasis on Simcha. When the Torah is Smechem, when it's Azay Geshmak, when it's all Besimcha, somehow you can tap into Maimed Ar Sinai. You can tap into this Kol Gadov La Yosef, this Kol Gadov La Yosef, and it can cause Kolayv Sheperech Mianis. Or in Parshas Chukas, like the Netziv said, it can bring rain. But all the brachas and all the yeshuas, we know that the Yidden, when they were at Maimed Har Sinai, so all the chaylim had refuas, and there was tremendous skulois and unbelievable things that came from Maimed Har Sinai. No, it's a thing of the past. It's not true. The rest of the story is, Maimed Har Sinai is a kol gadol. It's v'loy Yosef, v'loy Pesach. It's something that's alive and well. And how does a person tap in? How could a person literally transplant himself to Har Sinai? It's when a person learns Torah, and the Torah is smechem kinesinos. Emphasis on simcha. When it's smechem kinesinos, and a person can literally today stand at the foot of Har Sinai, say Nasev and Ishma, not only be mekabel Torah, but with all the skulois that happened at Maimed Har Sinai.